Not all groups are of equal importance to their members. For example, we will more willingly withdraw from a group made up of persons working in our office than from one made up of family members or close friends. The notions of primary and secondary groups capture this difference. Primary groups are characterized by great closeness among the members. Not only do people in these groups know one another well, but they have strong emotional ties. As a result, people gain much of their self-esteem and sense of identity from primary groups.